I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP. EB returns tomorrow after his boys' weekend with Vinny and Joe in Florida. So I played some golf. I'm assuming golf and drinking.
I would assume, yeah, those are probably top of the list.
And probably he somehow squeezed in a trip to TJ Maxx or Marshalls.
Probably multiple. That guy loves him some discount shopping.
Right?
I do too, but he's the leader in the clubhouse.
I would assume.
I still remember.
Are they staying in a hotel? They rent an Airbnb.
No, I think Joe's got a house down in Fort Myers.
Oh, he's got a house.
He came, maybe this is 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, but he came to Puerto Rico like three or four times, a couple times when my family was there. And on one of those trips, I was thinking, he's in Puerto Rico. And all of a sudden he goes, hey, where are the outlets, JP? I was like, what? Everybody else is figuring, you know, if you want to switch it up, go to a different beach,
look,
maybe a different spot.
If you
want
to
know where the outlets were.
If you go to Delaware and you want to hit the outlets, fine.
Yeah.
But like if you're traveling to a different country, I know Puerto Rico, part of the United States, I understand. But you're going to make outlet shopping is going to be
a little strange.
That's going to be part of
it's
your,
a little weird.
That's going to be part of your trip experience.
I mean, that guy's addicted to shopping.
He loves shopping.
He does. Yeah. He's addicted
loves
to it.
He's an ultimate consumer.
He loves buying the cheapest golf aids ever on Temu.
So where do you think Americans...
Speaking of golf, the aggregate playoff is starting now down at the Players between Rory and J.J. Spawn.
Whoop-de-doo.
Valdez, I love morning live golf.
Ken Norton's not a fan.
I'm excited.
I love it.
We've been playing those Ken Norton clips literally for 28 years.
Yes, we have.
Awesome. I will say it takes a little of the momentum out that they couldn't do it yesterday because of the rain delay.
Yep, yep.
Because that would have been so sick having them finish it like they did in 2015.
Explain to me, 100%. They used the word aggregate playoff.
They play 16, 17, and 18, and they take the total score.
Yeah.
And they find the winner that way. And then if it's tied after that, I think they go to a sudden death hole over and over again on 17.
Correct.
Gotcha. So I think it's 17.
Yeah, so they play 16, 17, 18.
I know you're going to say he's silly. I had never heard of J.J. Spawn.
I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you one thing about him. Like where he's from. What?
He's a California boy.
He was a walk-on at his college. And then he slowly got better and better and better. Didn't really blossom until
he's got his ball
older.
A little too close to one of the tee box markers for my liking. But hey, you do you, J.J. Spawn.
He looks short. Is he shorter?
Yeah, I don't know.
He is a short knocker. Dude.
Jason would disrespect him.
But Rory's short, but Rory just crushes the ball. Ooh, now he's in the rough there off
is he the guy? I did read that somebody used some sort of sprinkler advantage.
Yes, that was
he's
him.
He's the guy that used the sprinkler advantage.
Yeah, he had it was legal but nefarious drop yesterday.
Right. He dropped it from one sprinkler head to the other sprinkler head to then get onto the fairway.
No, he had so
his ball was already in this near the sprinkler
head. Yeah, so you're standing on the sprinkler head, so then you get relief based off your footing.
And he dropped the second one in the sprinkler
head. In the sprinkler head so he could get more relief into a better.
Right. So yes. Okay, I was close, and then he got into the fairway.
He purposely dropped it one time in the second sprinkler, correct?
Right.
That was exactly
what he did. He's nubs. Rory should wipe the floor with him. I mean, his best finish in a major is T23 at the Masters.
That's fine. He's
and that's good. Don't get me wrong.
He's still a baller.
He's a very good player. But you know who's much better? Rory McIlroy.
Well,
should
of course,
take care
based
of
on his numbers. But
he's
not
about
like
to win another major.
The fifth major. Sorry, John Feinstein.
I mean,
we apologize.
J.J. Spohn beat Scottie Scheffler, the best player in the world, by 7 strokes.
I didn't know that.
Well, obviously you didn't.
I was unaware.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it kind of depends on how you play for that particular weekend. And he's been awesome this weekend. So I'm kind of rooting for a Spawn.
So they do 16, then they go to
JJ.
Then they go to the Island Green?
17, 17, and then 18.
A slice the last time I played the renditions. I actually kept it on the island.
You nailed it.
I mean, I'm probably like 1 for 5.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I'm sorry I busted your
No, it's all right. Cakes was bringing up Puerto Rico, and it's not a country, but there's a list of the countries. A lot of people, this happens after every election.
Right.
A lot of people say, if this guy wins, I'm out. Yeah, I'm moving out of here.
A lot of those threats.
Like Ellen did, and who's the other?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. They just said, we're out. I'm going to Ireland.
Right, or Canada.
So can't deal with Canada. Trump.
There's a list that came out of the best countries for expats to go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not exactly sure how they came up with this. I kind of like the number one.
The number one seed.
I've been there, and you've been there, Cakes.
Costa Rica is kind of silly. I would go back in a heartbeat.
Is the motto Pura Vida? Pura Vida?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
I can't remember what that means. Pure life?
Yeah, I think you're
I think so.
You know Spanish. Yeah,
I know, but
you're Spanish speaking.
I've
never been to Costa.
And I talked about this before. They have a weird fascination with in their gift shops, in the tourist stops. A lot of the trinkets and tchotchkes are male genitalia based.
Oh, really?
That's
very weird.
I didn't notice that.
I'm telling you, it's weird.
I knew the literal.
I'm out on Costa Rica.
By the way, I knew the literal translation was pure life, but I just didn't know the derivation. And really, what it says is it's their way of life, a cultural philosophy, which is everything is great. Mm-hmm. This wouldn't work on our radio show. Yeah. Life is good. Nothing is worth getting stressed out over.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
That wouldn't work on this show.
It's a good spot, though. Fun vacation destination.
Number two. I've been there. I don't know if Cakes has been there. I don't
Probably
know.
Probably not.
Jason's
odds
been there.
Are I haven't
Jason's been there. We've intersected.
Okay. Spain?
I know you haven't been in many countries.
Hold
Spain.
On.
You might have to go back to when you're much younger. I've never been to Spain. Actually, I've been to Spain when I was young.
Hold on. We were in this same country at the same time?
No.
I'm just saying.
You said we intersected. So.
Well, just I've
we
been
both
there
have been there. There. Bahamas?
Mexico.
Ah.
Oh, no. I was not in a good spot of Mexico.
You're in Tijuana.
That's
barely Mexico.
That's not
let's
even
be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
I've
that's
been
not
to Cozumel.
Okay, I'm sure that's much nicer. I've never been to any of the resort cities/towns in Mexico. I've been to a very bad part of it, so I would not have that on my list.
I'm pretty confident. The next 8 on the list,
none of
at
us
least
go
7
to?
Of them you will never go to in your life.
I'll give you, just give them to me rapid fire, and I'll tell you whether I would or wouldn't.
Philippines.
No.
Probably not too
Indonesia.
Far.
No.
No.
Brazil.
No.
No. Too much crime.
Thailand.
No. I could watch White Lotus and get to go to Thailand.
Panama.
Panama's close to Costa Rica, so if it's Costa Rica adjacent, I'm going to give that a ding. I would consider Panama.
Colombia?
Nope.
No.
Kenya?
Too many drug lords.
Kenya? Probably not.
No.
Greece,
potentially, yes.
I said two.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Two.
World traveler.
Two. You surprised
open
me.
Open
you
to
surprised
of
me on Panama.
I'm willing to broaden
I was going to give
horizons.
You Greece.
How many would you have gone to?
I'd go to a bunch. I'd go to Brazil. I'd go to Kenya. I'd go to Greece.
I think Drabby would go to all of them.
At least three. I don't really know anything about Panama. I've never heard anybody who's gone. I know the canal.
That's all I know. And the song by Van Halen. Those are my two touch points for Panama.
I'd probably go to all those. The one I
go to Kenya?
My cousin was a missionary in Kenya.
For sure. I don't have a hold up on plane flights.
Fine. You're fine on planes.
The only one I don't have a big file on is Indonesia. I think it's one of the world's most populated countries.
I mean, I'm going to look up their population right now.
Oh, I bet it is.
But I don't have a big file.
My buddy Frank, who travels all the time, you know Frank, I hit him up like last week or he hit me up. Like, what are you up to? Mm. He's like, oh, I'm about to go to Vietnam and Thailand. I told him, I was like, you live a different life than me.
You know what? He's single, right?
Yeah.
You know what that smacks to me of? Sex trip.
It's possible.
Vietnam and Thailand? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Sex trip is what that is. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Said he was going with a group of buddies.
I mean, are they bringing golf clubs? If not, sex trip. Abroad.
I don't know any resort courses in Vietnam.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Frank. I'm not trying to sully your reputation, my friend, but that's just kind of what jumps to mind.
I believe those guys are called sexpats.
Sexpats? That's a great name. Golf clap to Drabby. Indonesia, population, let's see, 2024, fourth.
Yeah. It's got a billion islands.
What are your top three? India,
China, U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be right? Am I looking at a banged up
list? By the way, the U.S.
No, that's probably right.
The U.S. on this list, I know that can't be an expat to go to the U.S.
You're telling me Mexico doesn't have more people than Indonesia?
Apparently not.
But this list, by the way, isn't just for Americans to go elsewhere. This was a list that included the United States of America.
Okay.
So it's surveying people from all around the world. Where would they most likely want to go? The U.S. was in the middle of the pack. Which country do you think was dead last?
Dead last of where an American would want to move to? I mean,
no idea.
The last place title.
Afghanistan.
Iraq.
Kuwait.
Is below Afghanistan?
They say it's said to be difficult to make friends with the locals, and only about a quarter of expats feel welcome in Kuwait. Norway, second to last.
Why is Norway so low?
Ukraine is ahead
expat.
They might just treat you poorly.
Oh, an expat said, no matter how advanced my Norwegian language skills are, I still can't seem to make Norwegian friends. They don't want to party you.
Yeah, they just, you know what? They don't want to hang out with outsiders. They consider you an interloper when you go and you try to live in Oslo and fit in.
So 17% of Americans say they'd like to move outside the U.S. in the next 5 years. Have you ever considered it? Like, if you think about retirement.
Yeah.
I know Jason's thought about retirement.
Mm-hmm. Negative. I'm not going to move outside of the country. No.
Cakes?
Not really considered it. Though I will say.
He's like, is outside the country outside of Olney?
When I was in Costa Rica and I was up on this, I guess, close to a mountaintop in what looked to be a drug dealer's like house with a pool that was bigger than an Olympic sized pool. And I'm looking out into the Pacific Ocean. I think it was the Pacific. It was either the Pacific or the Atlantic, because Costa Rica.
It's definitely not the Indian. Sure.
It borders both. Yeah. Not sure which. And I was like, this is an amazing setup. This is like, I could live like a baller here. Like a baller. Hmm. But then again, like you're in Costa Rica. Like you're a 5-hour flight away from anybody that's, you know, that you know in the United States.
Yeah, there's no like DoorDash.
I mean, if they had DoorDash, the guy would literally have to get on a moped or a BMX bike and go up a hill like this, Valdez, straight up. I mean, it's no joke.
Now, I don't watch those shows, but there are shows, right? Like, isn't it Beachfront Bargain Hunters or something like that?
These people that move to wherever.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. They have a nub's budget.
They moved to Aruba.
Yeah, and they're trying to find beachfront property for $200,000.
Right. They moved to like one happy island.
They can live like a king.
Yeah.
The only problem is, and I think, because I would move to a different country tomorrow, right? If I had the resources and a job waiting for me.
Right.
There's just things you would miss.
Of course.
Oh, I know.
It's not family. They can come visit you.
Mm-hmm. Right. What do you miss?
I would miss Chipotle. I'd miss
7-Eleven.
Half of the NFL games every Sunday. You can't, those things are important. That's part of who you are. You miss Sunday Night Football every week because you're sleeping.
Well, you could get that
you get a satellite or something.
No, Rick, the time zones.
Yeah, the time changes. That's true.
You can't watch.
But it kind of depends. Like Costa Rica, you'd be able to pull it.
Yeah, you're not that far off time zone.
Say he's in Greece or Kenya.
Yeah, I'm in Greece or Spain.
Yeah, you're hanging out in Kenya. You're in
Australia.
Kenya, yeah. The times are all screwed up. You just middle of the night. How can I watch?
You can't do it.
It's a very good.
How can
point.
I watch Wizards Hornets when it's 3 a.m. in Malaga?
It would be tough.
Yeah,
you just have to rearrange your schedule.
Man,
what's the priority for you?
I can't believe Indonesia has 283 million people.
It's crazy.
And Mexico has only 130 million.
Bangladesh, I
never would have guessed that.
Bangladesh has 173 million people. That's a lot.
That's the
eighth most populous country in the world.
You know where you need to go? This is where you need to go. All right,
I'll tell you if I'd go.
All right, because
you're finding your spot. Jason's finding his spot.
It only has
the smallest amount of people.
It only has 13,000 people.
Okay.
The Cook Islands. That's where you need to go. The James Cook Islands.
Silly. He's a good running back for the Bills. The Cook Islands, I wouldn't even know where to start looking for them.
Nope. No idea.
What are they near?
No idea. They're near some water.
They're near Ray Davis Islands. Nobody gets that
joke.
But
there's only 13,000 people there.
It's the backup running back, the James Cook in Buffalo. Zach Kruger may have laughed. That's about it. That's all we got. Probably not going to move to any of these spots that you mentioned, JP. But if I had to, Costa Rica, because I've been there, would be the leader in the clubhouse.
A lot of people move to, now this is not a different country, as you said before, a lot of people do move to Puerto Rico for tax purposes.
Very good.
Ask the Paul brothers. You can move in next to the Paul brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least one of them.
Because I'm sure I'm in the same tax bracket as the Paul brothers.
Hey, people do it.
I'm in the same tax bracket as John Paul Flame, not the Paul brothers from YouTube fame. A little bit different.
I would maybe move to the Bahamas, but only because I've been there 20 times and it's a 2.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
If I have to go.
Who cares about the flight if you're living there?
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You got to get there. Spread.
You got to get there.
So the one
and then you probably are coming back here to see family sometimes.
Nah, they come to see you.
Yeah,
nah, when you live in a silly place like that, they always come to see you.
You spring for plane tickets for them to visit you.
Oh, okay.
Because sure that sounds like something you would do.
Coming up next, we're going to get back to the NCAA tournament. Mark Packer from the ACC Network joins us here on the Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.